Jennifer and Amanda met in the Army. Both experienced setbacks then, but today they find strength in their friendship and service. Our Veterans Voices series continues with Army veteran and Wright State student Jennifer Seavey of New Carlisle and her BFF Army veteran Amanda Murphy.
You chose to go into the Army?
I did.
Why?
A couple life events happened and I said, why not go now? So I signed my name quite a few times and off I went.
That's about the same for me. Home life was a little difficult, you know.
I can relate. Yep.
Yeah. And so the Army, it offered a lot of opportunities, so I went with it.
But one day at the firing range, I fell, and they brushed it off like it was another private getting hurt trying to get out of training. Then a full leg cast the next day from my thigh to my toes. I was in bad shape for being only 22 years old.
Sure. I remember on an 8-mile march, I felt something snap in my right foot. And I couldn't walk. But I tried to tell the drill sergeant, and they brushed it off. And so I just took a lot of medicine, and I kept going for the rest of the march. And I ended up getting stress fractures in my left knee and both tibias, and then also on my right foot. And I heard about it for the rest of the day. We got a quitter. And I'm like, no, I'm not, like, it's not the
by choice.
Yeah.
Again, I think they just treated everybody as if they were just a private trying to get out of training. And that is not my case because I wanted to continue. I wanted to prove so many people wrong that said, you can't do it. I went to PTRP, a place where hurt soldiers went to rehabilitate themselves to get them back into the field or decide whether or not they need to be discharged.
I went to PTRP. That's not where I wanted to be. I got a little depressed and it was really just hard because everybody else was just as broke as me.
That's just not a place where we wanted, but we didn't choose that. We had to go.
And then when you came along, you really helped me get through one of the hardest times I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after I got out, after I was discharged, I wanted to have no part of it. So I never talked to anybody about that I was in the Army. Never said a word.
We're the ones that took the plunge and did it, and I think we deserve at least that respect. It takes someone with a, you know, with balls to say, you know what, I'm going to sign up, I'm going to go.
About a year ago, I had a couple losses, and I got some really bad health news. In the span of a week, I just lost everything, and it was just devastating. And I remember the camaraderie you and I had, and I'm like, I really need that again. And I've only ever found it with the people in the military. As much as we're all different, we're the same.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to the Veteran and Military Center at my school. And I walked in and I'm like, hey, do you guys need help putting tables up for events or whatever? I'll just volunteer. I don't care. I want to be a part of something. And
yeah, I can relate. I work for the Department of Veterans Affairs now, which is so nice for me to be on the other end trying to give back this way now.
I love that. I love it.
That was Army veteran Jennifer Seavey interviewing fellow Army veteran Amanda Murphy. Veterans Voices is produced in collaboration with the Veteran and Military Center at Wright State University. This series is supported in part by a grant from the Jacob G. Schmidlap Trust's Fifth Third Bank trustee.